Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got all kinds of tremendous giveaway items as well. And you got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
That's true.
And the famous Alec Medford.
Kevin, I posted a picture of Salvatore, the emotional support dog.
Yes.
Who's still with us right now. Look at how happy he looks right now. And so, I posted a picture and somebody posted back and said, WTF. I'm not sure what that means. And it says, that
why
looks,
the face?
That looks just like my dog. And doesn't it look just like his dog?
So,
but it's not. They're two different dogs.
Okay. Because that would
could
be weird if we found out he stole that dog. But I was about to say hello to someone, and I go, hold on. I need to take a picture with a dog.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered if they thought that was a weird sentence.
Probably.
For me to say to them.
Probably,
but it's
so
true.
Yeah, man.
So here's the deal. I'm just going to, I hope, go ahead and set out a mission statement. I hope that's okay. We talked all day yesterday about the Marshawn Nealon death. It's no less sad today. It is no less relevant today. But yesterday was just a really, really tough for everybody. And we thought we might just switch it up today, mm-hmm, and have some fun. So,
can I ask you a question real quick before we move on? Did
for
you
sure
talk to any other people after the show?
I did.
Family-wise,
you know
about everything?
You know who I talked to?
Mickey. Mike. Mickey.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just reached out to Mickey just to check on him because, I mean, look, if you go back and listen to Mickey's segment yesterday, I thought it was amazingly effective from an emotional standpoint. And I just checked in on him, and I was like, hey, man, just wanted to see how you were doing and stuff. And so, yeah. And then I got a chance to meet a whole lot of new people yesterday. Mm. Well, digitally meet a whole lot of new people yesterday.
Oh, you went to one of those sites, huh?
Nuts.
All right.
Like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what we were all in the mood for after that show.
Okay. All right.
But,
interesting.
Yeah. So, like, I got a chance to talk with a whole bunch of people, meet a whole lot of new people there. And it was really nice. And it was really... I'm just going to go back to it. I'm just going to stick with nice because it was a hard day.
Yep.
And I can only imagine how difficult it was for the Cowboys players and for Marshawn's friends and family. Like, I can't even really fathom that. So we thought we might switch it up and just have some fun.
Let's
kind of regularly scheduled K&C.
Mike texted me, though, just now, and he said, Kevin hasn't checked in on me yet. He's very needy. I don't know if you guys have ever met Mike before.
So, Alec, I don't know if you guys do this at all. Sometimes if I look on my phone and it says I have a missed phone call, I'm like, please be spam. Please be spam. because I don't want to. Like, I miss – and I just saw – and it said I had a missed phone call from Mike Bassick in the break. But we were, like, already talking with people and taking pictures and everything like that. So I apologize, Mike. I will get back with you. I hope that you're doing okay. We're going to be doing the show out here till 2 p.m. So – Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, against the bye. That's how we're going to do it today and have a little fun. Because you know what I saw all week before yesterday was people saying the Cowboys will probably lose on the bye. So I was like, you know what? Let's lean all the way into that and tell me why you think that's going to be. Cowboys lose because, Cowboys win because, against the bye.
They cannot lose against the bye.
They cannot lose against the bye.
There is no way for their record to change. other than the other teams that are playing this week win. Now, that would change things. But they can't actually – they can't physically lose a game.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right.
Have you seen this defense?
Yes. Yes, all right. I have.
Cowboys lose because despite putting up their best defensive effort of the season, they lose to the bye 17-14.
Okay.
Hey, that's a positive. They only gave up 17 points against the bye.
This morning,
which
Bobby.
Which is as many points as got scored yesterday combined. Did you see that game?
Yeah, that was brutal. Bo Nix was he was a lot of bad Bo Nix. Like, you know, we talk about good Bo, bad Bo. That's a different Bo, but at
the
same time.
There was that wide open throw down the left side to the end zone that, I don't know, bounced like 6 yards short. What was that?
Yeah, there was a lot of every time he would do something good, he would do three things bad. And I was like, man, that's not the – and it's not like the Vegas was the one giving him fits. It was him doing it to himself throughout that game. That's got to be very frustrating for Sean Payton. But Bobby threw this stat out this morning, Kevin, regarding the Cowboys, and he said that after playing the Cowboys, teams are averaging 15 points less. And Choppy was like, Choppy was trying to make it sound like the Cowboys beat people up so much that their bodies just physically can't handle it.
So bad.
I was like, no, it's because they give up so many points.
Yeah.
It's the average.
Yes.
The average number comes back to the norm against other opponents.
See, this person gets it. Cowboys win against the bye because Mozzie Smith said goodbye to the franchise and went somewhere else.
Yeah, he is.
So,
he is,
that kind of feels like a win.
That's a positive for sure.
It is also a shout-out Friday from the 469. Shout out to me. That's that person.
Okay.
Today is their 44th birthday. That is Nathan from Forney, home of the 10-6A district champion Rabbits. Is it Jack Rabbits, right? Not just regular Rabbits?
I think they're the Jackalopes.
That's not a real animal,
Kevin,
right?
I'll be in Forney for the next Cowboys game against Vegas. So I'll be in. That's the next Bearded Monkey event that I'll be doing.
Okay.
So be ready
okay.
For that. I'll see you out there. Person. Nathan.
Okay. You're doing a great job.
I had to read through it real quick.
Okay. You're doing a great job. I don't think this is going to happen on the bye week. For the 972, Cowboys win because Jerry finally randomly decides to sell the team.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. That feels
there's no way.
Very unlikely.
Especially after they made these big trades. Jerry wants credit for those trades.
Yeah.
So there's no way that he's going to sell the team right now.
Oh, you know what? This is a great
during
point.
During the bye week.
From the 214. Don't say they can't lose on the bye. Craig got fired on his day off, Corey. It's a good point. If he can get fired on his day off, the Cowboys could lose on the bye.
How are you going to get fired on your day off?
Cowboys lose because they're overwhelmed that they have to go 6-2 to make the playoffs, and they're like, it's too much. So they'll go ahead and concede a game right now to fall further back in the standings.
Do you – okay, from the 8-5-8, have some faith the Cowboys are undefeated against the bye over the eternity of their franchise history. But okay, so do you think that they're – seriously, this team is looking at it going, all right, all we have to do is go 6-2. The back half of the schedule, or do you think they're thinking we just got to make it through this season?
Yeah, see, I think it's even different than that. I think, and they'll tell you this up and down, left and right, is you just have to focus on the Raiders, right? Like that's what they're going to tell you. It's just a series of
because if you
game
do that,
seasons.
Then the next week you can say the same thing, and if you've won.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I mean, we say the same thing, and then we keep stacking those up, right? Keep stacking up wins.
And that makes a lot of sense if you're behind it, right? Because I don't understand how a team that could ever be down in a series 3-0 and be like, all we got to do is win four in a row. No.
We just got to win one pitch.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to win
at bat.
One pitch, one at bat, one game, one basket at a time, whatever the case might be. And I think that's the same thing here. You know what? We haven't even considered this. This is the most logical thing
one
in the world.
One coxswain at a time.
Not that.
That's in rowing.
Me.
That's in rowing, Alan. Yeah. The guy that's in
thank
the front
God
of the
you
boat.
Used a W and not a T, right? All right. So, okay, Alec, that should be fine. Those are letters of the alphabet, all right? Get it together, Corey. So we're ignoring the fact that what's really going to happen is the Cowboys are going to tie on the bye. Look, they already have one tie. They're obviously going to tie
on
the bye.
Sense. That would make sense with this team.
From the 6-0-1, Cowboys win because Quinnen Williams allows zero rushing yards for the first time this season. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast against the rush, so that's why the Cowboys win. And Quinnen Williams said he wants to win.
He does want to win because he was on a bad team, and fortunately he came to an undysfunctional franchise.
Do you think when he got traded, he was like, well, it couldn't be worse. And he goes, I was hoping it would be a little bit better.
He was like, I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe the Patriots.
Like, the biggest loser in all of this was Breece Hall. He almost got traded to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hold on, all my friends left and I could have gone to play for the Chiefs. But instead, no, he's still stuck there. Alec, do you have any Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because against the bye?
I don't know. I feel like the stat that they're undefeated against the bye all time is kind of rattling around in my head. So I'm going to have a lot of positivity here. But I would say Cowboys win the bye because they just take some time to reset. You know, there's been a lot going on, obviously, this week. But this whole season, I feel like, especially after a game that you lost that you shouldn't have lost, in my mind, in Vegas's mind, and pretty much everybody's mind, they really just needed some time to kind of step back, reevaluate, and then, hey, Jerry sweetened the pot a little bit by making a couple of moves to try to help. So get everybody acclimated, let people kind of simmer down a little bit. There's a lot going on right now. And come back fresh, and everything's going to be A-OK. But Cowboys lose the bye because, you know, they just
Cowboys. Yeah. Now, this is, while we're having some fun with this, on a serious scheduling note, this is the second of three straight Sundays with no Cowboys football. Because you had the Monday night game last week, obviously the bye this week, and then the next game is also on a Monday. Does it feel odd at all
to have... Is the next game on a Thursday?
No, then they have a game on Sunday and then
Thursday. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, is it odd,
man, that's a really short, condensed schedule.
Yes.
Monday, then Sunday. Yeah, wow.
Absolutely. I mean, at least it's off the bye. Mm-hmm. But off the bye, wouldn't you think, like, hey, give us that early Sunday game
You could get three real quick wins or three real quick games.
Yes, you could. Look, in the span of 10, 11 days, you have three games. And that gets talked about a lot with the Cowboys. But is it odd to see that scheduling quirk where three straight weekends and four or five weekends, you do not have a Sunday game?
I feel like, Kevin, there was early on when we started working nights, there was a time where they played like three games in like 12 days or something, yes, like something, or 10 days, something ridiculous where we were like, this is insane. So, yeah, it is a. It seems to happen to them, though, because they do love the Thanksgiving game. But I always am curious, why would you put them on that Monday night before the Sunday? But at least it's an early Sunday game, right? It's not a Sunday night game where they only have 4 hours of sleep before they got to get back to work on Monday morning.
It is the afternoon slot.
That's fine. That's better than Sunday night, though, for sure.
That is true. From the 817, never rule anything out because Channel 8 had a closed caption that said Cowboys trade Maggie Smith to the Jets.
Look at that.
Is that the lady from Downton Abbey? Or she just feels like she would be in a movie or a TV show like that. Cowboys tie because they hold the offense to zero, and then they score zero, and then that puts them essentially at 4-6. Mm-hmm. Another tie would be helpful, because then that just means one win and one loss, and I think everyone would understand better.
So they're suggesting that this Cowboys team will score 0 points in a game?
I mean,
that hasn't been their MO so far, but they are working that direction right now, right? Yeah. Isn't that how things are going at the moment?
Yeah, that
their offense isn't turning things around.
That is fair. Now,
that was my biggest concern early in the season, was the Cowboys' offense looking as good as it was, but I was like, I don't know if it can keep this up. And here we are, hoping that they can, you know, reboot a little bit in this bye week.
We talked about the expectations a little bit right after the draft. What are you really thinking you can see in terms of improvement with Quinnen Williams, with Logan Wilson? Because, like, here's another stat I saw for Quinnen Williams. He's beaten 57 double teams to generate pressure since 2022. That's the most of anyone in that span. And his 190 pressures in that span is fourth most among defensive tackles. So even though we talked about he slowed down at getting pressure on the quarterback and gotten better at the run, he still does great getting to the quarterback for a DT.
Yeah, and he even talks about that too, like the fact that, hey, look, my pressures might be this, but I'm doing this. I know what I'm doing, right?
Sure.
And he knows that he's good at making run, being not necessarily a run stuffer, but helping cause problems when it comes to the run game. Kevin, if he's taking on that many double teams, that means somebody else is free. That means somebody else can fill a gap. That means somebody else is, and Logan Wilson knows how to fill a gap. From what we've been told and what we've seen, what we watch, we see a guy that knows, has good instincts at the linebacker position. That also means that somebody else on the defensive line should have, most of those guys should have one-on-ones. And now is Ezeraku going to take advantage of that one-on-one? Is Osa going to take advantage of that one-on-one? That's the difference, is we've seen a lot of one-on-ones. They'll take Kenny Clark out of a play. Can they take both Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams out of a play
right.
by saying we're going to one-on-one you guys? That's going to be the difference for me, Kevin. That's what I'm anticipating should be a little bit different is
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quinnen Williams is going to affect it by giving other guys better space.
All right, got a couple of shout-outs already going this morning. Shout-out to the Eustace Lady Bulldogs volleyball team. Let's get that regional semifinal win tonight over Gunter. And from the 945, can I get a shout-out to my fiance? No particular reason. I just love that she tolos with me. They didn't put the name on that one.
Oh, just
so
if you're a fiance out there.
Exactly, or you're with your fiance, wouldn't you just say, hey, I did that. That was for you.
You just blew it up for them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're listening right now. They just heard that. Unless,
well,
turn the volume down real fast.
Guess what? It was a trick. That was a valuable lesson. You should not lie to your partner.
That's
that was a valuable lesson that you just learned because of that.
I got a shout-out to the guy from Mineola at the Walmart in Canton filling up his gas and blaring the KNC masterpiece, and my dad heard him. Heard it, and he was like, hey, that's my kid on air right now. And so they had a little chat. So shout-out to that guy.
I don't want to be that guy. How's he blaring the KNC masterpiece if he's pumping his gas?
He has this radio on battery mode.
Okay.
I'm presuming. Or it's a diesel. You can call it diesels, right?
Off.
It's supposed... Dude, have you ever left your car on?
No!
While you pumped gas?
Because I have...
And it didn't blow up and you're like, why would I do that?
That something is going to happen. I have been properly taught to fear and respect the Wi-Fi signal on the plane when I have to switch it to airplane mode, and to respect not to leave my car on. I saw somebody smoking at a gas station once. I just drove off. I didn't even get my gas there. I was
thought you would run him over.
No, yeah. I was like, that guy's doomed.
Well, yeah, he's
Does he not
for.
See the little icons and everything?
From the 903, shout out to my buddy Lance. He's a good guy, but he would be a great guy if he bought me a boat.
That's right.
Sure.
Thank you, Alec. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's the exact same thing that Alec thinks about us. If we just bought him a boat, we'd be doing great. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Waxahachie. Coming up next, it's the Mavs and Stars Super Segment right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Slid it to Rantanen. His shot score! Rope Hintz was in front. Whether it was tipped or not, we'll see. Either way, Dallas back within one, and there's still time.
Well, there wouldn't be time enough, as we are live at the Taco Bueno 1080 West Highway 287 in Waxahachie. We've already had a ton of people come up today. Ooh, I like that. A little bit of delay, but I like it. So it is also a shout-out Friday, and then I have a gas station revelation that I've been told, and then Stars and Mavs Super Segment. So a lot happening right here from the 817. Shout-out to their fiancé, Dom, for being such a great dad and a great man. That is delightful. And then I really like this one from the 469. Shout out to my wife, Jessica. She's awesome. Agreed. I would like to take that as well. But then I have multiple people saying, don't worry about leaving your car on at the gas station. You leave your car on, it's a myth that you turn it off. And then somebody said, I'm pretty sure you learned that from the movie Zoolander. And
yes, yes.
You.
They were having that gas party, and then all of a sudden, they lit on fire.
The engine being on will not blow your car up. It's okay. Internal combustion from the 972. Look, I get it. There are lots of things I used to believe. I used to get nervous when people flicked their lit cigarette out the window, and I thought if I drove over it, like my tires would explode or something. So, look, there are a lot of things that I did not totally understand. And then we got a text shout out to the fan. Y'all are the best station from a female Tolo for the 817.
What's up, ladies?
Okay, right. That's not really right. What I was getting at. We had a chance to talk with multiple female Tolos in the break as well. If you want to go ahead and come on out here, and then from the 682, no, you're not blocked. So they asked several times if they're blocked. They're not blocked.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. You want to start with the Stars or the Mavs?
Let's start with the Stars.
Okay. You were going to be screwed either way because they both lost.
It's been rough.
So the Stars did exactly what I wanted yesterday to start the game. We talked about it. They were on a 7-game point streak heading into Thursday night. 4 wins. No regulation losses and 3 shootout or overtime losses. But what was one of the things we talked about? They kept falling behind. They had trailed 2-0 in 5 of those 7 games. So what did they do last night? They go out, they take a 2-0 lead.
Look at that.
Hey, all right. All is right with the world. They got the lead. Wyatt Johnson scored not once, but twice. Miro with the assists on both of those. And then they lost 7-5.
Dude.
What happened?
Well, I mean,
why are we so bad with the lead?
I'm not sure, Kevin. Whenever the most goals scored ever in hockey in one game happens,
feel like that.
I think that second period was brutal, dude. That second period was just absolutely brutal for this team. And obviously, you know, they're still not completely fully healthy. Like that's a thing that's going to be a problem for them for a while. But I'm starting to have a lot more concerns about just the structure, the fabric of this team at the moment. I'm hoping for more from it from the future.
They had given up the lead 3 minutes into the second period. They had given up those 2 goals. And so the final score is the jarring 7-5. Now, I know we played that clip right there where Mikko scored. And there was plenty of time. And that brought it back to 5-4 before the midway point of the period. The Ducks had scored again, and yet again the Stars scored another goal, this time via Roope, and they got back to within 1 again. And that's what you saw all throughout the third period, but they couldn't tie it up to get at least another point. Ducks tag on the empty netter, but it was a shaky night, a shaky second period especially for that defense and for Jake Oettinger. And I know the Ducks are really good. As I was talking to Spittle yesterday, he goes, oh, these aren't your dad's Mighty Ducks. Oh, yeah, I guess they just go by Ducks. But, like, they're very good this year, but I'm never going to be like, oh, you gave up 7 goals. That's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be happy 6 with that kind of game at all. No, and I'm not going to say effort because that's a completely different thing.
Yeah,
I think, I think effort often gets judged. Sometimes it can be on a nightly basis, but a lot of times
I thought they were just bad
over a period of time. That was a bad night on their part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? As we're going back and forth here between that and some shout-outs from the 806, shout-out to me. I'm the best. All right, so there's that one from the 817. Shout out to anyone and everyone struggling mentally. Absolutely. We don't want to lose total sight, obviously, of that message today, but we talked about that a whole lot, and you're right. If you're there, stick around. Reach out to us. Reach out to loved ones or reach out to NAMI North Texas. All great options.
From the 469, I want to wish a big up to my wife, Kelly. She's been given some recognition at her job at MP.
Oh.
So we got some MP listeners. We got some Peace-a-thon coming up on the way here pretty soon.
Yeah, and if you missed yesterday, we got a official Paige Beckers autographed jersey from the Dallas
Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were there, Alec. You saw it.
Yeah, you saw it. You know, I always like it when I can say the certificate of authenticity is from the team that person plays for. Like last year, the Mahomes jersey is like, oh, where did you get it? I got it from the owners mm-hmm. of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The oh, Chiefs where did you us. Get this Page jersey from the team?
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get this certification for this Rangers ball?
Yes.
From the Rangers.
The Texas Rangers.
The Rangers literally handed it to us.
So look, and I told somebody this yesterday. Have I started to think that this is the year that we're going to go past 100,000? Yes. But I'm trying not to.
Is there a reason because about that?
We have started to stack up so many things, and we have a ton of, like, every different level of item, you know?
Kevin, from the 214, is this a concern for you at all? Otter hasn't looked good.
Yes.
Maybe DeBoer was onto something.
So
I still don't think DeBoer was saying Otter's not good. I think DeBoer at that moment was trying to charge up his team somehow and saying, yeah, y'all don't deserve to have this dude in net if this is how y'all are going to play in front of him. And unfortunately, that goes against him. And then pointed out the statistic that really threw him under the bus. I don't think that he was saying he's a bad goalie.
Yeah, it just...
But right now he hasn't looked good.
I see, and I guess I will take...
The defense still doesn't look good either.
Yeah, I will take a little bit of an issue with that. I hear what they're saying. They're not wrong. I just think, like, he had been really rolling mm-hmm. in the past, week?
Mm-hmm.
Week and a half? His past three starts, he had been doing really well, including that shutout that, you know, almost... you know, single-handedly won you that game against Washington. But he had been really good in probably the two games before. Like, I'll admit, the first two games out of the gate, not his finest work. You go to that Columbus game, probably not his finest work. And then this yesterday is going to look terrible. So, like, his stats for the year are going to look really bad right now because that game really torpedoes them. But I would say before that, I thought he looked mediocre. And, like, that's not going to cut it either, right?
Not for this team.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think maybe that is what their coach was getting at as well, was not even that he was just bad, but maybe he'd even been mediocre in that particular matchup. But you're right. Yesterday was bad, bad, bad. Otherwise, I thought... he's been okay this season and not necessarily bad.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I tweeted something out this morning. The fan...
I didn't see it, I'm
the
sorry.
Fan quote tweeted it, and then I retweeted their quote tweet. Is that me retweeting my own tweet?
No.
I didn't know at the time.
No.
I just... Okay.
There's new information added from the thing.
Okay,
so
all right, thank you.
So you can spread that around. And also, like... I don't think it's terrible to retweet yourself. If it's for a scheduling or promotional thing, it's like when people retweet the clever thing that they said that nobody else thought was clever.
Gotcha, okay.
And then they let you know again, and it's like, hey, guess what? It's 6 hours later. I still don't think it's clever. So, like, if it's for scheduling purposes, I think.
What about liking your own posts?
I wouldn't do that.
All right.
Have you been liking your own posts?
No, I do. What I do like is whenever I make a new friend, I'll go like everything they've ever posted.
Oh, dear.
All at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
I call it like bombing. And I'll do it to Adrian every once in a while.
All right.
Be like, I haven't looked at your page in a while, sweetheart.
Oh, my goodness.
This is my wife. I can call her sweetheart, right?
I don't know. The way you said it felt a little demeaning. So here's a friendly tip for all these people out there. Alec, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, no.
If you become a friend... with somebody who is, you know what, this is complicated because I was going to say the opposite sex, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
If you just like a bunch of things of somebody that you have an established friendship, mm-hmm. know anything, just a friendship, that's fine. If it's somebody you're trying to say what's up to, I think one of the worst things you could do is go like, all these things going way back, like especially if you're looking for those summer vacation photos. No, don't do that, Alec. No.
Why me?
Yeah.
Because you're single.
Yeah, you're the single one. I am established in a marriage.
Yeah, and we've already established his sexism with his condescending sweetheart. Like, I don't know. It's just the way you said that. It felt like just a little bit. I don't know. All right.
Sugar butt.
So, oh my God.
Stuff like that. Is that what you're saying? I get it now.
I mean,
that makes sense.
Your wife, you didn't change. Your wife knew you were like this when she married you, so.
She married me on purpose.
She did.
That's crazy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can confirm.
That's kind of wild.
That is factually accurate. Now, in the meantime, we didn't really talk about the Mavs and Rockets game yesterday because of obvious reasons. I want to go and throw it out to cut number eight. It was another solid, or the Pelicans, not the Rockets, my apologies. It was another solid defensive effort. Game on the line, you get a missed free throw, Cooper Flagg gets the rebound, has an opportunity to go down and tie the game, and here's how it played out.
And Cooper's going to separate for the receiving of the inbounds pass. He puts it down, he pulls up, shot is missed off the back rim. High for the rebound, Trey Murphy, they got a foul, but he passes up ahead, and the game is over.
So Cooper Flagg had he was all right. I know, like, he had 20 points, and that seems good in theory, especially to go along with 9 rebounds, but he wasn't particularly efficient shooting the ball, and then he had an opportunity at the very end to tie the game. So one encouraging thing, especially down the stretch with Cooper, he did a really good job of creating his own shot and getting more separation. But on the flip side, you're like, hey, that's great, but you didn't make the shot that could tie the game. And I understand that complaint.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be patient with the player altogether, but man, that would have been nice. That would have been one of those highlight moments for him to put a flag in.
Yeah, I got it.
He planted his flag, if you will.
I understand.
If he'd have made that, but so far, flag still lowered.
Oh my gosh. So the Mavericks have lost 3 straight games. That loss in New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's early. You're a tenth of the way through the season, but it puts you into a tie with New Orleans for the worst record in the Western Conference.
Who's the next NBA?
Oh, you want me to start scouting
pick?
The draft?
Yeah.
Oh, come on!
At this point, Kevin, the only thing that Nico can do to save this is start trading off players.
No!
And then say, we're getting all the picks that we possibly can and rebuild this thing Oklahoma City style.
Actually, if I'm being consistent, I would be fine with
that. Yes!
There's no way!
The vision was for this veteran team to be capable to win with Cooper Flagg as a rookie.
Well, what
and
I,
right now, it does not look like they have the health to do that.
No, not at all. And look, I was just hoping they could stay 500 until Kyrie came back. And maybe if what Kid said, Kyrie comes back in 2025. But they have gotten off to an awful start. And all of our worst fears have been realized about this offense. 102 points the game before, 99. And remember, this is a different NBA. Like, if you're not scoring like 114 points, you're probably getting left behind. And the Mavericks have the worst offensive efficiency in the entire league. All of our concerns about shot creation, they have been there and they've come to fruition. So there have been times that I think their defenses look significantly better. But hey, guess what? You have no offense. And then here's the other thing is you got Memphis tomorrow. Guess who's going to miss that game? You can guess a lot of people.
John Morant.
Probably be right. No, for the – yes.
Oh.
Okay, for the Mavericks.
Anthony Davis. Derek Lively.
And Derek Lively. For Anthony Davis, this will be his fourth straight missed game. For Derek Lively, it'll be his sixth game in a row that he missed. Jason Kidd said Anthony Davis is feeling better. And then about Lively, he said hopefully he'll be back by next week.
Positive.
But the season just started.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already, it feels like, at an injury deficit.
Most of the time, Kevin, the training camps are very vigorous for these guys.
Are they?
So it puts their body into a situation. No, that's not the case. They should be in the best shape of their lives right now.
Well, we'll see how that goes. But Jason Kidd still says, I think Kyrie Irving and Cooper Flagg will be the perfect backcourt. And I agree. But what happens if Kyrie comes back and you're 10 and 25?
Then you got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of work to do.
Probably too much work to do?
Not if you're trading away pieces.
Okay, stop. We're not trading people yet.
It's going to happen.
Okay, well, you're probably right, but just not yet. Mm-hmm. Just remember,
fortune
somebody
favors the bull.
Yes, I know. I know. Mm-hmm. Fortune favors. Will he ever live that quote down?
Nope.
Okay.
No, he won't.
Well, there you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Stop chanting Fire Nico, I think is what they might have said. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie, 1080 West Highway 287. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, looking ahead to the 2026 season and planning your life around the Rangers spring training.
And a home run king is available.
Not for us. Next on The Fan.
3-2. Swinging a ball hit in the air to left center field. Rodriguez back on the track at the wall. He reaches out, and that ball is out of here. Just beyond the wall in left center field, Corey Seager leaves the yard, and the Rangers on top 2-1.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie, 1080 West Highway 287. And, Corey, I understand your apprehension to give this woman a Tolo sticker. Mm-hmm. I talked to her. She's very nice. It's not her fault she's from Wisconsin.
I understand that. I understand. It's just that she's representing the Packers.
I know. I felt like a choice to wear that shirt today is what you're saying.
To see us. I have battle wounds. I have scars.
Okay. All right. So what's really weird is we're at the Taco Bueno in Waxahachie. It's been great. Everybody feels far away. It feels like we're the teacher, mm-hmm. and everyone wants to sit in the back. And because they're like, no, I'm not sitting up close to the front. So thank you, everybody, who's already been here. If you want to come hang out, we've got the mugs to give away. Mm-hmm. The aluminum mugs is what I'm going
to
say.
We got some Taco Bueno stuff to give away, too.
I know, we do. And we have the brand new Tolo stickers.
Got these, too, right now. These are nice.
But Corey is going to judge it on a person-by-person case.
Okay.
Whether or not you get the stickers,
yeah.
What I'm learning.
Fight to the death, basically.
But the Packers fan got a sticker, so.
Yeah. Well, because you told me I should.
Yeah, she seemed nice,
and so I was like, okay, fine. If you say so, then I'm all right with it.
All right. You trust my character judging? I do a lot of judging.
Sometimes.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You're very judgy.
And right, that's very true. And right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Look, the number one thing people could say to me is, judge not lest ye be judged. And I'm like, ooh. That's a good point.
You judge that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, whoa.
Judging the person that said that.
You make a lot of really fair points. All right, let's start with this. John Schneider, in a surprise to nobody, will be back to manage the Blue Jays next year. However, Don Mattingly will not be back with the club. The Blue Jays say that he wants to spend more time with his family. So I don't know if this counts as like an official retirement, but Don Mattingly will not be back with the Blue Jays. Obviously, they had an incredible season. His first time to the World Series, did not get that championship ring. So I hope whatever he's up to next, if it is just spending time with his family, that he's very excited about that.
So he's done trying to chase the ring, huh?
I'm not positive
like,
about
it's
that.
It's just going to elude me forever.
He might be, or he might be like, I need to take a year break, or I'm honestly not sure. But he said for now, I'm going to take some time away, and we'll see.
Try and see if that helps him get into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I don't know if that will help him get in the Hall of Fame. But don't you think, like, you can take some time off, but
I think it'll help him get in the Hall of Fame because doesn't absence make the heart grow fonder? Since we're doing lots of cliche things right now.
That is true.
Like, so that they would be like, you know what? We need to put Don Mattingly in. We haven't talked to him in a while.
Does that work on Hall of Fame voters?
Since he keeps losing. You
actually,
know?
You know what? Does that work on anybody? Like, Texan. Have you ever dated somebody and then you broke up and you're like, oh, I miss them so much and y'all got back together? Or are you like, no, that was a good decision?
I'm married to her.
Okay.
You know there's a long history there.
Yes, I do.
And you know what, Kevin? It's the tightest we've ever been, man.
Right now.
Now, yeah. Let's I miss her right now, you know?
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about, I'm missing her at the
don't
moment.
Be that
the absence of her.
It's been 2 hours!
I can't wait to get home and just be next to her. It's been 4 hours. I left her very early.
You left at 6:45 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long have you been at this Taco Bueno?
Since 7:45.
What?
Yeah. I didn't want to be late. I'm always scared of being late.
I'm going to have to check with the staff. I don't know. All right. This is the most disappointing start to free agency in baseball history. You know who the first free agent signed was?
Was it Max Muncy when he got his $10 million?
Significantly worse.
Okay. No, I don't.
Leody Taveras kicked off free agency by signing with the Orioles for, I don't know, a few party boxes.
Dude,
Taco Bueno.
Those are
I know
high dollar party boxes.
No, that's the thing. They're
but they're
cheap.
Great. Yeah, they're cheap price, great value. Is he going to get a? You think he's going to make it through a full season?
No.
What happened to him, dude? What really happened? I know. Whenever he got into the league, Mike and I were discussing, and I was like, dude, his defense is something you can work with. And then they were like, yeah, but he can't hit. And I was like, I understand that. There are lots of people that can't hit but play great defense. Well, then he had some big moments. Dude, he had a couple big moments in the World Series that helped lift you there. And then he could not play defense anymore. And I don't know what happened. Dude has all these physical attributes that make him look like a great player. But now he's with Baltimore. Good luck to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's your disappointing start to free agency. But I have positive news for you. It's time to plan your life around the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers have put out their spring training schedule for 2026. Among those, you have 31 spring training games. 29 of those games are in Arizona. Not necessarily all at Surprise Stadium, but a lot of them will be at Surprise Stadium. And I'm really excited about this. You get a World Baseball Classic exhibition game that is going to happen at Surprise Stadium. I'm not sure yet.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
It's March 4th. You're going to play Brazil.
Who? The U.S.?
The Texas Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers
are
going to play
Texas
Brazil.
Rangers.
That's really cool.
Are going to play Brazil on March 4th in a, you know, just kind of like a warm-up for them. Because then I believe that section of the World Baseball Classic takes place, I think, in Houston.
Okay.
So that's really cool.
They're going to play at Surprise Stadium, huh?
Yes.
That's really awesome.
It feels like this gets earlier and earlier every year. The first spring training game is February 20th.
How do you handle that? How do you do that if you have a player on the Brazil team, but they are also on your team? Do
My
they go play for Brazil?
Guess is you would seed him to Brazil for that since
wow.
they'll be playing that weekend.
Wow.
That would be my guess.
That would be wild. He's sitting there going, take those guys down. I know everything about them.
Would you want to see him play for both teams? Follow-up question, would you force him to change uniforms every single time he switched sides?
All right, let's say he's Shohei, all right? And
okay.
Now he's pitching today, and then he has to pitch against himself, is what you're saying?
I don't know.
But as he throws the pitch, he has to strip his jersey off and put another one on.
We'll have to ask Tom Brady about the cloning process with his dog to see if we can
I bet Shohei's already a clone.
So February 20th is when it starts in Surprise Stadium against Kansas City, who obviously shares that stadium as well. And then I believe it will wrap up on March 21st, and then you'll have a couple of exhibition games once again against Kansas City at Globe Life Field on March 23rd and March 24th. So if you're sad that baseball, like, just went away, fear not. You're just a little bit more than 3 months away from it already being back.
From the 682, I play golf sometimes with Leody's cousin. Expect Leody to have a bounce-back season. I'm calling it.
Okay.
So in your face, Kevin, you always said he would never have bounce-back season.
I mean, I guess I did kind of just say
from
that.
From the 321, how long will it take to play a game against the entire country of Brazil?
It's the Brazilian World Baseball Classic team.
Think about that lineup, you know?
How many Everybody people live hits. In Brazil? Where are you going to keep all of the people? That stadium holds like 12,000 people.
I don't know how many people live in Brazil, but I do know whenever Vin Diesel said, "This is Brazil," it looked like a lot of people pulled their guns out.
You know what? I'm just glad you
remember
didn't.
Remember, that was the Fast and Furious movie in Brazil.
I do. I'm just glad that you didn't say a Brazilian people live there, because I really thought that's what you were going to say.
You said it. You
tricked me into saying it. But if you want to go to TexasRangers.com or TexasRangers.com/tickets, they also have the time set for all 81 of their home games.
Oh, really?
So I wasn't kidding when I said plan your life accordingly. And we say this all the time. If you are a diehard baseball fan, making the trip to Surprise for spring training is
so
amazing.
Cool. So cool.
Not only because of the Rangers, but because there's like five ballparks in a 40-minute radius. But yeah, check the Texas Rangers website. They have the times up for all of the games throughout the season. So
and
if you want to start
best
planning.
Baseball weather. Yeah. You will ever experience, dude. Like,
God bless
serious.
That roof.
It's so good.
And then I'm going to find out as soon as they do the golden ticket again, where if you know they're going to do that, where mm-hmm. if you win, you get to keep going to home games until they lose. I'm sure that they're going to do that promotion once more. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie off of 287. If you want to come out and come see us. Coming up next, how about we do some NFL over reaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.